Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Alan Rohr is here. Alan is our good friend, a member of our Brain Trust, the president of BareBonesBiz.com, the author of three books on business planning and doing a better job of managing the finances of your business. And what I like about Alan, she's been there, done that, almost bought the farm with her business, and she's lived to tell about it, and she's telling you about it. Alan Rohr, welcome back to the show.
And now I live on a farm. I've come full circle.
You bought the farm and then you lived on the farm.
I bought the farm. I actually bought the farm, which is much better than buying the farm.
Right, exactly. Well, I'll tell you, I like having you back, Ellen, because you have been there, done that. You know what it looks like to climb, to be hanging off the abyss. And to claw your way back, and
yes.
you're like me. I tell my audience, you know, when I talk about being all the things we talk about on a small business, all the different things we do here, you know, I remind them, you know, I'm not a DJ here. There's nothing they could go through that I haven't seen.
I tell my clients all the time that don't worry, I'm not judging you. No one has been as dumb at business as I have. So
yeah.
Hopefully that gives them some confidence in me.
I'd like to think that it does because, you know, if you're going to take your prairie schooner across the America to, you know, to carve out new land with you want a wagon master that's been there before, don't you?
You do. In fact, I was thinking about that. We just came back from Alaska,
mm-hmm.
and there's one thing that Alaska, well, two things that really hit me, you know, about business from being in Alaska. And one is, it's bigger than you.
Uh-huh.
You cannot control every variable. Everything
good
about
analogy.
Alaska impresses. Isn't that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's bigger than you. And yet, you still have to plan. You wouldn't go to the outback without thinking about what you've got to take. And even better, like we did when we went kayaking, we took a professional guide. When we went on a plane to go see Denali, which was just amazing. You know, you ask around and you get some references and you say, who's done this before? Who's done it really well? And who is really obsessive about, you know, safety and doing it right, knowing it's a big risk, but you still want to plan. So I think that's the paradox of business, and I was living it every day up there, a big
mm-hmm.
reminder.
Well, that's exactly right. And I like what you're saying, though, about because sometimes we can get really overwhelmed by all the things in our business that can come at us, and maybe, you know, sometimes we actually wake up thinking, okay, how am I going to get my hands and my head around all of this? Well, the truth is, you really can't do it all at once.
You can't, and you can always, you know, stick to the basics. This is, you know, what I was thinking about as we were coming to our time to meet this morning, Jim. I thought, what do I want to share that's going to be of service to everyone? And the basics will take you so far in the backcountry and certainly in your business.
The fundamentals.
The
I like to call them also known as the fundamentals. These are things that even as other things change and evolve, the fundamentals of operating your business don't change, do they?
No. And here's one that this may sound funny to you. Clean is always good. Messy is always bad. A messy airplane is bad because
mm-hmm.
then, you know, you can't see where you're going if you're the pilot. And if you're going to set up your gear to go out to the back country, you got to keep it organized so you know what you have.
I'm glad you can't see my desk right now.
Well, okay. All right. This call is for you, Jim. But one of the things you can do to reduce overwhelm is clean your desk and clean up the mess you might have made of your financials. You know, we talk a lot about the mess that the government has made of our financial situation, but really it's the sum of the parts. This is my feeling on it, that what we can all do is make sure our own financial house is in order.
Mm-hmm.
So, today let this be your inspiration. Clean your desk, and let's start digging into cleaning up your financials.
What's the first step on the financials?
Well, the first thing I like to do is, you know, first, it's not that hard. I think people are so intimidated by the idea of financials. Oh, I'm not that good at it, or I leave that to my bookkeeper and my accountant. But, you know, if you blow this, if you don't pay your payroll taxes, if you, you know, screw up on your tax return, you can go to the pokey, not your CPA, not your bookkeeper. It's mm-hmm. your assets on the line. So take responsibility and relax a little bit. It's not that hard. Now, you might need a little bit of help, and your CPA might be able to help you, but the CPA has two jobs, and this is it, two jobs. One is to keep you out of the pokey. They're supposed to accurately reflect to the IRS, to the state tax commission, whoever you have to, you know, comply with, what, you know, your financial situation is so that you are in compliance. But it's a garbage in, garbage out moment. If you give them crap, it's not going to work. You know, you have to be able to give them good information. But mm-hmm. that's their job, is to keep you out of the pokey and to maximize a tax strategy for you. What your CPA is not in charge of doing is necessarily cleaning up your financials or being any kind of business advisor. That's still your job.
So that's one of the. I think that's one of the big myths that the people have about a CPA is that they're going to give you. They're going to be a business advisor, and the reason. Let me tell you why that doesn't work. Accountants, CPAs are historians. They're not futurists.
Yeah.
In business planning, business advice is about the future most of the time. What do I do? What should I do next? CPAs look backwards. They're historians. They're not all that good at, nor are they even comfortable with, Ellen, looking forward.
No, and I would look for a tidy CPA. I would look for a clean CPA. You know, someone whose office is tidy.
Check their nails and everything. Is that what you're saying?
Well, at least if their desk and their office looks orderly, because you do want that skill set from your CPA as far as providing good information. But you do have to take charge of your financials. Now, here's the best tip I can give you. Get a copy of your balance sheet and your profit and loss. Profit and loss, sometimes called an income statement.
Yep.
Balance sheet is the big granddaddy scorecard. Every other financial report is derivative of the balance sheet.
Yep.
The balance sheet is it. It tells you what you have, what you owe, and what you own. That's good to know, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
You got it. Well, you need both of them because they're symbiotic. I mean, one drives the other, but one feeds the other. The operating statement feeds the balance sheet. The balance sheet is representative of all that. And I agree with you. The big thing is you just got to have them, and you got to have them on a regular basis.
I love the way you put that.
And I tell you what, folks. Here's one thing we've learned about Ellen today that I didn't know about her before. She's a neat freak. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. 20 after, Ellen Rohr and I will be right back after these messages. Her books are called The Bare Bones Biz Plan.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.